This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The emerald ash borer remains on the move, and confirmed cases have now been established in Carver and Sibley counties in Minnesota, making them the 24th and 25th counties with confirmed EAB in the state. MDA staff were able to find live EAB larvae in infested trees on both sides of the county border and collected samples for federal identification. That means they are now under quarantine. EAB has been found in certain parts of all the states from the East Coast west to Colorado. Wisconsin counts two more counties this year as well. However, EAB seems to be mainly in the southeast corner of that state. However, where there are ash trees, there will be EAB. True ash species are highly vulnerable to EAB, regardless of total tree density, tree size, and tree health. Researchers in Michigan and Ohio observed that ash survival decreased 30 to 50% over 3 years in infested stands in southeastern Michigan. Models developed from field observations predict that a healthy forest will lose 98% of its ash trees in 6 years. The only places where the trees have a better chance is where temperatures drop to 30 below zero. While the insect spreads slowly on its own, EAB impacts are greatly accelerated when people unintentionally move it in firewood and nursery stock. That's why the quarantines are put in place. I have a lot more information about emerald ash borer on GardenBite.com. There are treatments for homeowners to use should they want to save their ash trees. They're not cheap, but if you have a beautiful tree or two, it may be well worth it, and it should be done by a professional. Go to GardenBite.com for more information. Check out Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.